Blog Talk Radio.
Birthdays today. Johann Goethe, who was a poet, born in 1749, and he wrote the most famous two pieces, Faust, which later became an opera, also the subject of stage plays. Also, he also wrote Ode to Joy, which is heard, like the Japanese play it at the first of the year. They play the Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in particular, the Ode to Joy, which is the finale, and we'll play a rare excerpt from that symphony. Great French actor, played in a very rare film which has relevance today, Meyerling. Charles Boyer played the Archduke who was going to succeed his father, Emperor Franz Joseph, and this was a sordid affair he had with an aristocratic young lady. And he couldn't marry her, and it was disapproval from the Austrian court. They were very strict about status, and they committed suicide in a lodge called Meyerling. Charles Boyer later, I think he committed suicide, he married an American. Great Jewish American, Jewish heritage opera singer, was a tenor, Richard Tucker, and he also sang with Robert Merrill. They were known as the Boys from New York, and both were Jewish heritage, both were sang as cantors in their local synagogue, made many famous recordings together. This is a book that's been forgotten, but I remember reading it in social science. I had to read it, called The Power Elite. It's very relevant today. It was written by C. Wright Mills, who was born in 1916, and he dissected how the American establishment was set up and who were the power brokers, how these people played roles in the stratification of American society. It's a book that ought to be reread by everybody today. Great Hungarian conductor. He didn't live that long, and he drowned when he was in the prime of his life, István Kertész. He wasn't related to the famous Hungarian of Jewish heritage, Kertész, the photographer. Also, another great English tenor, made many recordings, John Shirley Kirk, was born on this day. In 1818, among the deaths was Dusabo. He was a French and black African heritage. He founded Chicago. The name Chicago is a Menominee Indian word, which means land of the stinking onion. And I guess that's what the when the Menominee Indians came to that part of Chicago. It smelled like a stinking onion. But there's a famous black high school called DuSable, and this whole black thing is relevant. Black history is relevant to this point that the political flotsam, as I call them, who have betrayed their own African heritage, fellow human beings and citizens, have tried to link the Emmett Till murder, brutal murder that happened in 1955. I remember that as a child, of a young black kid who was down in Mississippi and was accused of looking at a white woman, and the Ku Klux Klan kidnapped him, brutally beat him, and tortured him before killing him. And we have a picture here on this blog talk. Now, the people who are pushing the Trayvon Martin, or what is known, he's become known as Saint Skittles or Blessed Trayvon, the political code in your sense, you know, this whole thing is a political scam. There's no relationship of the brutal Emmett Till murder, a violation of that kid's civil rights, with Trayvon Martin, who was just a street thug. And there's other questions. He reportedly made homophobic remarks about Zimmerman. And also, there's a question of whether or not he was really a street hustler. The Nazis in World War, just before World War II, had a street thug named Horst Wessel, and he was killed in a street brawl. And he was also reputedly a male prostitute, about 20 years old. And they made a march. Somebody composed a march called the Horst Wessel March, and this was the marching song. This was he was a political icon of the Nazi Party, and this is what's happened in a way with this Trayvon Martin homicide. It's unfortunate that the kid died, but he brought it on himself. So this is very relevant today, and I remember we're going to in the next week. We're going to have the whole world was watching 1968, reminiscing with Patrick Butler, who we both were at the August 1968 Democratic National Convention. I was shooting a film, and also in the 60s when Martin Luther King came to Chicago, we attended his rallies, also Warren's civil rights marches. We'll be recalling that, and also Monday, Labor Day, we'll be replaying a descendant of one of the founders of the American labor movement. And I can't reveal his name because he works for a non-union corporation. That was the deal. And also Pat Butler would be talking about his father, who was a labor organizer during the Depression. This is coming up. And also we'll be talking about how America has become over-lawyered, too many lawyers, and all these problems we're having. And, of course, we will be updating the two-wheeled kamikazes, the two-wheeled anarchists, the bicycle lobby. There's a lot of things that are going on that are not reported in both the corporate and the alternative press. Among the other deaths today, Gracie Allen, who was married to George Burns, who was also Jewish heritage, and Paul Muni, who was a great actor. He did many social relevant films, including Scarface, which was an early film about Al Capone, a film about the South called I Am a Escapee from a Chain Gang. Also, he played Emile Zola in the film I Accuse, which is about Captain Alfred Dreyfus, who was railroaded onto Davos Island, prisoner, accused of spying and selling military information to the Germans after the Franco-Prussian War. We'll get into that and how it relates to some cases here and currently in the federal courts, or have been in the federal courts and should be back in the federal courts. Paul Muni also was the uncle of Michael Tilson Tomaszewski, who's the conductor of the San Francisco Symphony. And Paul Muni was also related to the Tomaszewskis, a Russian Jewish heritage family, who also started the Jewish Theater of New York. Among the events today, in 1867, the United States got control of, seized, or acquired Midway Island. And, of course, that was the pivotal naval battle in World War II, where the Japanese decided after Pearl Harbor they would deal the coup de grace to what they thought to the American Navy and prevent the United States Pacific Fleet from attacking Japan. But we fooled them. We cracked their code. Also, talking about labor movements, 1907, the United Parcel Service, Big Brown, started in Seattle. And, of course, there was a recent airplane crash in Seattle, in Atlanta, excuse me, and it may have been pilot error. Also, in 1957, talking about civil rights and Southern races, Strom Thurmond, the senior citizen and senior senator from South Carolina, filibustered against an attempt to for Congress to pass a 1957 Civil Rights Act. This was 2 years, incidentally, after the brutal murder of Emmett Till. Now, Thurmond also was screwing around with a black woman, and the daughter, and I think the granddaughter, has come forward recently, and I guess part of the Thurmond family has had to accept this. There was a lot of this going on in the South. This is where you get the term in the political lexicon, high yeller. Light-skinned blacks whose ancestors had been, or as Harding said, who was actually America's first president of African heritage, Mr. O, or some people calling him President Present, since he never voted for anything when he was in the Illinois legislature and hardly anything when he was a U.S. senator. Obama is not the first African to occupy the White House. It was Warren Gamaliel Harding, who was a newspaper editor and senator from Ohio, and we'll get into that on his birthday. There's a lot about Harding that still needs to be brought out, or people need to be made aware of. For instance, he started the Bureau of the Budget. He opened the White House to journalists. Quite a few things he did, and of course he screwed around also. Also on this day, we had, of course, Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech, and one of the most famous pieces of rhetoric in of speeches in American political history. Also, a lot of people don't know this, but it is claimed that Martin Luther King may have had some Irish ancestry. It wouldn't surprise me. He was very glib, very articulate also. And the National Disease Center for Disease Control finally identified AIDS and Kaposi as a disease that was striking gay men who were promiscuous. And this is important. This is related to military personnel who betray America. Jerry Whitworth, who was one of the active duty military, who was stealing military secrets when he worked for the U.S. Navy, was enlisted in the U.S. Navy as a junior. I think he was a chief. He worked with the Walker family, the notorious John Walker family. And, of course, it's very relevant to this guy, Bradford Manning, or what he wants to call himself, Chelsea Manning these days. So Whitworth, who got a lot of money, who got a huge fine, but also was sentenced to 365 years in Fort Leavenworth. Now, Leavenworth does not have, as far as I know, any women military personnel who have been convicted by court-martial. But there are federal military personnel who are in county jails, city jails, county and state prisons. We'll get into that another day. Since this is the birthday of Goethe, we will play the finale from a rare recording, which in our archives, of the Ode to Joy, which is he wrote the text, and Beethoven used it for his final symphony, the Ninth Symphony.
Yeah.
Recording that was made. Somebody was at the Berlin Wall when it came down, and it was part of the celebration of the end of East Germany. And Beethoven's Ninth Ode to Joy was played, and the person had a copy, made recording at that time, so gave it to us, and so we'll play that on Friday. And so also what's coming up in the next week will be reminiscing of the Democratic National Convention 1968, the French student revolt in Paris, which spread throughout France, and De Gaulle, President De Gaulle resigned and retired from public life. There was the Czech Spring in May of 1968, where Dubček tried to break loose the bonds of Moscow's control of Czechoslovakia. And, of course, the Russians under Andropov moved in the tanks, and Dubček was arrested. We might have an interview with somebody who lived through that period. And we will have replay interview we did with a grandson of one of the founders of the American labor movement, and also Pat Butler, whose father was a labor organizer during the 30s, Depression period. So a lot of things are coming up, and also we're going to do our series on the overlawing of America, and we'll do more exposés on these two-wheeled kamikazes, the people who are pushing this bicycle agenda. Which is bicycles are not relevant for all to the economy in the sense that you can't ride a bicycle just everywhere and not run the risk of putting both the bicycle at risk, bicyclists at risk, and also nobody's looking at drivers who try to avoid hitting bicycles and in doing so endanger themselves and other drivers as well as pedestrians. So this is Peter Paul Brazola. We will be back Friday at 4. We start a little late, and of course I'm still going through some major medical things, injuries from my collisions, and being knocked down by a bicyclist. So we'll be back Friday at 4 p.m. and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. We'll be back Friday. Good night.